When they arrived at the central core of the ship, he saw that bulkhead panels now covered the Nexus pod covers where he'd put the data dots. They had to pop each panel off and then locate the dots with the probes.
We ought to strip these messages, have a record of what it said.
Why? Faster we scorch them, sooner we can get back.
Maybe it'll help on the other ships. Just a few seconds can't hurt.
He plugged a dot reader onto the dot and his hand comm into the dot reader.
I've got it going straight to security. Lozar, show Buford the next one.
Buford did the same as Jerry.
Go on. Take Bub here to the next.
Seals closing in 5.
What?
4.
What did you do, Lozar?
They didn't do anything. I'm just standing here.
Seals closed. Secured.
Down the passage, Jerry and the other two came running.
What'd you do? What happened?
Nothing. Ship sealed itself, I reckon. Or someone at dockside did it.
Worst case, whatever was going on finished. Now the bad guys have control and...
The bridge. We've got to get to the bridge.
David looked at Buford and Bubba.
You two. You know where to look for the Nexus data dots now. Keep going. We're taking Lozar to the bridge.
David and Jerry looked at each other.
Now. Come on, Lozar.
They ran up ship, taking the direct route along the core, past the CCC, past the environmental tanks, past the mounts for the forward weapons. David smacked the controls for the personnel uptube, but Jerry shook his head.
I don't trust any of that now. Whoever's doing this has to know we've burned some dots. They know someone's inside. They could trap us.
And we don't have our full kits, right?
They turned away from the uptube and went up a ladder. Suddenly, the ship seemed to lurch. Lozar's feet lifted off the rungs. Above him, Jerry seemed to be lying on air.
Oh, bugger. They're playing with the artificial gravity. Lucky if they don't hit us with hypergrav in a few seconds. Hold on to something.
They'd made it to the deck below the bridge when gravity returned as suddenly as it had disappeared. Lozar slipped and landed hard on the deck. Jerry and David merely staggered. Jerry offered Lozar a hand up.
Here, implant compensators. Too bad you don't have one.
The other ships?
Don't know. When the ship sealed, we lost contact. If it's launched itself...
Lozar made the connection himself. A sealed ship ran on its own internal power, or had none. The lights were on, air moved out of the ventilation grills they passed. So at least the in-system drive was up, and that meant... That could mean... They were out in space, undocked, going... No one knew where.
We told them what we found here. Vinaji had already reported on the data dots and how many, and some of the other teams had found dots on the other ships. I heard that dockside. So maybe they were disabled elsewhere faster, and those ships are safe.
We aren't safe.
No, but we also aren't bored. Whatever you say about today, it's not the same old, same old. Jerry, remember that old story I told you about in Riggers last week?
If you mean that grandstander talking about a good day to die.
What else? And if it has to be...
Death in the protection of true humanity is a great boon.
David started up the last ladder. They should come out in the bridge vestibule.
I wouldn't exactly call it a boon, but if you have to die, you might as well find a reason for it.
My wife is not going to be happy about this. The sheriff's told me time and again not to get mixed up in any daredevil stuff.
You didn't exactly ask for it. She'll forgive you.
Lozar knew that David's wife had died 7 years before. He himself had never met the woman, but from everything he'd heard, she'd been as good a wife as an unbeliever could be. Lozar thought of his own wife again with a pang of guilt. He wondered if Jari would forgive him, his daughters and his in-laws, the Almighty.